It's all about supporting your local businesses. It's Anna and Raven, Walk 97.5. We've been highlighting local businesses that continue to need your support. But also, the charity organizations, the pet rescues, are also in dire need right now.
Yeah, you know, last year it was the feel-good story, Anna, that all shelters were empty, right? We were clearing things, donations were up because everybody was looking for that family companion. Now here we are, a new year, but some of the same old needs, and those that went away maybe returned too.
Yeah. Virginia Scudder is from North Fork Country Kids, and your organization helps kitty cats.
We do. The bulk of our rescue is cat rescue and something called TNR, which most people don't know, but that actually translates to trapping, neutering, spaying, vaccinating feral cats. So, yes, we do focus on cats, but we also do dogs.
A lot of times people don't realize the amount of work, effort, and energy and resources that goes into trapping and getting feral cats sterilized. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So with the pandemic hitting hard, you know, most of rescues that deal with TNR deal with special vans and clinics that unfortunately due to COVID have stopped. And so getting cats fixed and neutered and vaccinated, spayed, et cetera, is almost next to impossible these days. Getting appointments, it's kind of this little game that we play with veterinary offices, skipping around from one clinic to the other, trying to get, you know, one appointment here, five there. It's not like it used to be prior to the pandemic. So it's really taken a toll on cat rescues on Long Island. So it's a dire need. And unfortunately, the prices have skyrocketed as well. So any money that we do get donated is now a drop in the bucket. It doesn't even cover what it normally covers.
Yeah, Virginia, I mean, as animal lovers, both Anna and I immediately sympathize, obviously, and understand the amount of work that you're doing. But let's say, not to somebody that's an anti-animal sympathizer, but, you know, the casual person who doesn't really, you know, have pets or understand what this means. You know, what's the detriment to letting the feral population basically handle itself?
The unfortunate part about, you know, that is that they're starving. They're left to reproduce. And we know that with many businesses on Long Island, dealing with feral cats that are not understanding of what they go through, it really leaves them helpless. A lot of them will go searching and scavenging for food, and their population is just going to skyrocket.
Yeah, and then obviously that leads to more detrimental interactions, too, in situations where you don't necessarily need that.
You know, feral cats are very resourceful. They're not really there scavenging around, and they don't normally go to hurt anyone. Feral cats typically do not interact with humans. But again, it's just the idea that they're overpopulating and burdened with pain and suffering from not having caregivers and not being able to be, you know, living a healthy lifestyle, even as cats that are considered stray or feral.
Clearly, you need support. I know you throw a lot of great events, you know, throughout the year. That's not happening. So if you head to their website, NorthForkCountryKids.org, you can donate online or you can shop their Amazon wish list, and it has all kinds of cat food that they need to help support their initiative.
Yeah, you can visit our webpage. We're also on Facebook. We do have Twitter, and we also have an Instagram account. If anybody is looking for any help, we definitely want to help you, but we also definitely need the assistance. So whether it's support through monetary donations or a cat food litter, we definitely need those. We definitely need fosters as well. If anybody's looking to foster and pass the time, you know, we would love the help. That would be amazing.
Or adopt one of these kitties. There's a whole page on what cats are available right now as well.
Yeah, we have plenty of cats that are looking for homes. They all have bios you can look at. Some of these cats definitely have been with us a very long time.
All right, sounds good. Again, that's NorthForkCountryKids.org. Thank you so much, Virginia.